You see Aylesbury 1, Kingstonian 0. Kim, that was the second of two very tight games with Aylesbury over the last few days. And they're obviously delighted with their points. It should secure their place next year in the league.
Yeah, they worked hard today. I think we worked hard. It was a good game. As you say, very tight again. Not many chances. A bit disappointed with the goal they scored. Ball played down the side of Wheelo. Normally he'd cut it out. But got a toe-ender on it and towed it over Lance. So apart from that, I thought we played very well with another three or four people out today. Yeah, I thought it was a good performance.
So obviously Lance Key went off in the first half with an injury. Can you give us any more details on that?
He, as you saw, he came running out to clear a ball. He went in a bit of a dip over the far side and he's tweaked his knee. Looks to be on the sort of cartilage area. Hopefully it'll be okay, but it's swollen up already, and guy as big as Lance, he might have a bit of problem with it.
Right, we've got two more league games before the cup final. Do you know how close you are to having your team settled for the final?
Well, the way it's going, I think it's who's available, isn't it? That's the only thing at the moment. I mean, Chris Whelan's not available, Scott Smith's not available, Peter Barnsby suspended. So it's nice to see Max back today. I thought he played really well, considering he ain't played for a while. Jonesy as well, little Jonesy's done well. It's important to have them two back. Matt Flitter's got a problem with his neck, which he's had for a couple of weeks now, and aggravated it again on Thursday evening, and it's really stiff again today, so touch wood, I'll probably have to leave him out of the next two games just to make sure that he's going to be okay.
Scott Steele came back today, I thought did well again.
Yeah, it's the right sort of pitch for Scott today, that's why we decided to play him. I mean, before the game, after Thursday night, we decided that we were going to rest Grant Payne and Tim Sills. Tim's got knocks all over him, and you know, you see yourself, he was a bit heavy-leaded today with his feet, and the effort they've put in over the last sort of 8 days, I think, on the games we've played is phenomenal, and it's starting to catch up on a few of them.